Hi, welcome to Once Upon a Podcast. I'm executive producer Ronnie Weiss. Once Upon a Podcast is a program of 5-minute radio plays. This episode's theme is Inside Out Pandemic. We have three pieces for you today. Tesserection, written by Don Pham. Give It to Me Straight, written by John Welby. And Time and Place, written by Ryan Meyer. Tesserection is completely family friendly. Give It to Me Straight has mild language, and Time and Place has some explicit sexual discussion. In between the pieces, you'll be hearing original music by Dan Olmschenk. Now, without further ado, Tesserection, written by Don Pham.
And in other news, scientists in Nevada are going to test out the new 30 billion particle accelerator today, which they hope will shed light on the grand unification theory. Other groups are just hoping that it doesn't destroy the universe.
Tessa, thank God I found you.
Rick?
The anomaly is getting worse. Stay close. I don't want to lose you to tangential drift.
What are you talking about? I was just watching the news when you appeared. Is something wrong?
You really don't know? What time is it for you?
8:30 anti-meridian. Why?
Something went wrong with the experiment. After the collider went active, it somehow disrupted normal time and space. The entire facility is folding in on itself, trying to work out the difference.
Wait, after the collider went active? That's not supposed to happen until noon.
I know. You're at least 3.5 hours behind. Like I said, time as well as space.
You're joking, right?
Look, I'll show you. Take my hand. We'll walk down that hall. 30 feet should be sufficient.
Okay. This is the main generator. It's a quarter mile from where we started?
It's impossible to predict where each shift will take us. Not with our current understanding of transdimensional space. I was lucky to find you.
This building has some of the top scientists in the world. What have they figured out so far?
Not much. We don't know if this is local or pandemic, growing or shrinking. The entire facility might erase itself from the universe, or it might be the rest of the universe was destroyed and we're simply caught at the eye of the storm. Unfortunately, there's no outside communication. There have been attempts to model a navigation system, but it's difficult.
Hey, is someone there? I need help!
Oh God, he's trapped beneath the rubble. Come on.
Wait, Tessa, you need to stay close.
Rick? Rick? Oh God, Rick, I'm coming back. Rick, where are you? Rick?
Did you lose someone?
He was just there.
It happens. Too often, but it happens. I'm Chris.
Tessa, pleasure to meet you. How are you doing?
Not well. I'm here because I'm a structural engineer. Unfortunately, it doesn't train you for working with 26-dimensional space. You?
Electrical engineering. Not really helpful.
So, here's my line of thinking. Space is folding inside out. So maybe, instead of trying to find the edges of the warp, we look for the center, where it all began, and maybe we'll find the exit there.
Except that approaching the point of collision would likely kill us without proper protection.
I'm not sure if those rules apply. The real problem is the lack of direction. Technically, the main access point should be just after that hall. Of course, actually getting there is going to be difficult.
What's the alternative?
Well, basically, our choices are as follows. We can wait here, see if the problem resolves itself, see if rescue shows up, or we take control of our own destiny. Roll the dice, keep moving.
Which you haven't done yet. How long have you been standing there before I arrived?
87 minutes.
You've been waiting all that time?
You're the only other person to show up, which means that either everyone else is dead, or that this is a very difficult spot to arrive. If I step forward, I can end up anywhere. If I screw up, I might not have a second chance. I'm not ready to take that risk.
Why do you think the lights are still working?
What does that have to do with anything?
The wiring still works, which means that there's still a direct path along the circuit. The path might get warped in the anomaly, but it's still functional.
So you're suggesting that we follow the wiring? Wouldn't that be the same as walking a straight line?
Not if we follow the electric field. If I'm right, then that's going to be independent of the physical wire, and it should show us an indirect path to a direct destination.
This is crazy. Why wouldn't any other scientists have thought of this?
Most of them don't carry a voltmeter. I do.
I guess I don't have much choice, do I?
Here, help me remove this panel. Okay, I think I have a lock. And I'm right, the field is independent of the physical wire.
You might really be onto something. Lead the way.
Down. 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 Slowly. Slowly. Stop. Okay. We should take a slight right. And keep going. Down. 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 Stop. Straight. Straight.
We're almost there.
A little bit further, and I'll need your help with the access shaft.
Tessa, wait!
Rick? Oh my God, Rick. You look older. Are you okay?
I figured it out. It took me years, but I figured it out. Behind that door is everything we've been searching for. Grand unification. A point of exit, but it can only be one or the other.
I don't understand.
Quantum mechanics says that observation directly affects the observer. You see, that chamber contains the secrets of the universe, but there's a price. Those secrets can't be allowed to leave the facility, nor are the people who learn them. The purpose of the anomaly is to keep us trapped until we decide whether or not that price is worth paying.
How can you know that?
I looked, Tessa. I looked. It was the only way I could find you again, at this point in time, at this point in space.
So, you're stuck here. You can't leave?
What if I don't want to learn the secrets of the universe? Can I still get out, if I don't look?
Yes.
Was it worth it, staring into the anomaly? Do you regret your decision at all?
I'm going to miss you, Tessa. But you can't stay here. You have your entire life ahead of you.
Goodbye, Rick.
Goodbye.
Come on, let's go.
In other news, at least 47 scientists are still unaccounted for after yesterday's experiment. What exactly happened? No one will say, but we'll keep on digging in our attempt to cover the truth. This is Pat Wilson, signing out.
That was Tesseraction, written by Don Pham, starring Ian Hayes, Matthew Schneider, Patty Davidson, and Tom Kay. And now, Give It to Me Straight, written by John Welby.
Hey, Doc. Edna Grant is ready for you in number 3. Here's the old bag's chart.
Bitter old bag, you mean?
Yeah, totally. What's her problem? And I'm not talking about her test results.
She's not dead yet. That's her problem.
She better hurry up. The rest of us could use some peace and quiet.
Pass me my coat and my stethoscope, would you?
You sure you can stop chatting online long enough to see a patient?
It's that damn oath I took. Well, that and the crippling student loans.
Might as well get this over with. When do you want me to interrupt?
6 minutes ought to be enough.
That's what he said.
Donna, you don't get a full 6 minutes unless it's a Friday night batteries and Beaujolais party at your place.
Oh, sad but true. Oh, that reminds me. I have to stop at Walgreens on the way home. You write that script for me yet?
Yep, here. Hope the Adderall helps you with your ADD.
If it's good enough for Lindsay, it's good enough for me.
Be careful with that stuff, okay? I mean it.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hello, Mrs. Grant.
Dr. Berg.
How are you today?
Awful. I think I have the bird flu.
Now, Edna.
Mrs. Grant.
Okay, Mrs. Grant, you don't have the bird flu.
How do you know? You haven't tested me for it.
That's right. I haven't tested you. Do you know why? Because the only cases reported have been in China. Have you been in China lately, Mrs. Grant?
I don't have to go to China. It comes to me. Those Orientals next door are always coming and going. I bet one of them caught the bird flu and coughed it in my mailbox so I'd catch it. They're always up to something.
Interesting theory, Mrs. Grant. Racist and scientifically impossible, but interesting. I'll bite. Why would your Asian neighbors want to infect you with the bird flu?
Simple. They hate white people.
Really? All white people or just you?
Are you going to test me for the bird flu or not? You took an oath, you know.
Describe your symptoms.
Fever, cough, sore throat, muscle aches, headache.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Have you been using the computer at the senior center again?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. That list of symptoms was lifted verbatim from the Centers for Disease Control website.
Website? What do I know from websites?
Oh, you know plenty. But I know even more.
And what is that supposed to mean?
You start out learning how to use email so you can see pictures of your grandchildren.
I don't have grandchildren.
Whatever. First it's email, then it's porn. And finally, the ultimate taboo, disease symptoms.
How dare you, Dr. Berg?
Okay, maybe you skipped porn and went straight to diseases. Either way, it's not going to work.
You have a legal obligation to test me for diseases. You are my doctor.
No, actually, I don't. And Medicare won't cover the test unless I say it's necessary, which I won't. So, let's move on.
You're lucky my brother passed already. If he was alive and I died of the bird flu, he'd sue you for all you've got.
He'd be shocked at how little he would get. Moving on to your CBC test results.
What? Mm-hmm. You didn't look at them before I showed up?
No. I have a very busy day today. Uh-huh. Okay.
What?
Well, your white blood cell count is high.
High? How high?
Just high. It's up there, all right.
Well, what does that mean?
It could just be an infection of some sort.
And if it's not an infection?
If it's not an infection, it could be a number of things.
Like what?
Well...
Dr. Berg, I have Westchester Hospital on line 2. It's urgent.
Right. Donna, draw 3 vials so we can do a COB panel. And schedule Edna to come back in 2 weeks.
Will do. Roll up your right sleeve, please, Mrs. Grant.
What are you going to test for?
It's just a standard set of blood tests. Nothing to worry about.
I thought my CBC was just a standard test.
Well, yes, it was, but the COB panel is pretty standard, too. Now make a fist for me.
I've never heard of a COB panel. What exactly does COB stand for?
Sit still now. You'll feel a little pinch.
Tell me what COB stands for.
Just a minute. I need to concentrate so we don't have to stick you with another needle.
Tell me what it means!
Almost done. One last vial.
You listen to me, nursey. I demand to know what this COB business is about, or I will not allow you to test my blood.
Calm down now, Mrs. Grant. COB stands for Common Occult Biology.
I've never heard of that.
It's just a standard test. Nothing to worry about. There you go, all wrapped up.
Well, you can bet I'll ask around about this one.
You do that. Just be sure to book an appointment for at least 2 weeks from today on your way out, okay? Great. You have a nice day.
Is she gone?
On her way out.
Thank God that's over. What a pain in the ass.
What should I do with her blood?
Run the crazy old bitch test on it.
The biohazard bin or the toilet?
Surprise me.
That was Give It To Me Straight, written by John Welby, starring Blas Kisich, Ceree Johnson, and Sandra Shaughnessy. And now, our final piece for the day, Time and Place, written by Ryan Meyer.
What? Who's there?
Miss Wiener, my name is Major Dawson, and I'm with the XIB.
The what?
The XIB, the International Intelligence Bureau.
Oh, okay. So you're here to take me home then, because I know some folk like being tied to a chair and blindfolded for some inordinate amount of time, but I'm not—
No, I'm not here to take you. Have you not heard of us?
Seriously? You're really not here to take me home?
No, we're suspecting you for international terrorism. But for real, you haven't heard of us?
No, I haven't. What does that even matter? You're holding me for international terrorism? No. Uh-uh. No. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I've never done anything wrong in my life. Ever. I have no idea where I am, but I know my rights. And if you think I'm this girl who's just gonna—
Oh, hold on there. I'll tell you exactly what it matters. It matters that 2% of our annual budget is being devoted to a PR rep who apparently spends more time writing press releases for the NSA and Google. I knew we should have gone with that guy my cousin recommended.
Look, I'm real sorry for your financial situation, but I'm going to make this easy on you. No, I am not an international terrorist. There. So can you at least tell me where I am so I can get out of here?
Nice try, but our location is a matter of international security.
Look, your balls are going to be a matter of international security if you don't tell me where I am. I am an American citizen, and I have rights, no matter where I am. It's part of the Geneva Expo.
Convention. And technically, my balls are already a matter of international security. Not like that would stop a member of the Mawala.
What's a Mawala?
Now is not the time to play silly with me. We have the picture.
Okay, what picture?
The picture. You know, it's the picture. The one that's supposed to have a devastating effect on our global economy.
Have on our what?
Come on, we found it stored on your hard drive in your home office. Now, we need to know when the picture is going to be inseminated. Disseminated.
I'm sorry, did you break into my computer?
I know you're going to say that it's illegal, but guess what? It's not illegal, because we know about your connection with the Mawala. We know about Dave Carmack.
Dave Carmack? My ex... Well, I shouldn't call him my ex-boyfriend. I mean, we only dated like a month. So, wait, what is this Mawala that he's a part of? Some kind of French culinary society?
No, this has nothing to do with cooking. It's about the Milky Way Liberation Army. The terrorist organization.
Terrorist organization? Dave is part of a terrorist organization that's called the Milky Way Liberation Army? That sounds kind of gross for some reason.
Yeah, I thought so too.
What do they do?
Well, they try to... nice try, but why don't you tell me?
Because I don't work for them, and I dated Dave for, like, less than 30 days almost 7 months ago. I work for Texas Electronics, where I program scientific calculators, and I don't know what picture you're talking about, and it's mostly because I'm still blindfolded.
Oh, right.
Wait, what? We've been outside?
No, it's just an open courtyard. Those are just murals. But there are guards at every door.
I thought it was just drafty, like a warehouse in a gangster movie or something.
Why don't you take a look at the picture to jog your memory?
How did you get that?
We broke into your computer. I thought we already covered that.
Son of a bitch. That son of a bitch! He told me he deleted that!
So you recognize this picture as the one that will have a devastating impact on our global economy.
Devastating global what? It's me in a French maid outfit.
It is?
Well, yeah, didn't you recognize me?
Oh, shit, I looked at it. I wasn't supposed to look at it, but I did look at it. And now I can't unlook at it. Oh, God, what have I done?
Oh, come on, that is just mean.
No, the picture. It causes immediate and involuntary masturbation in men, regardless of creed or color, at every hour on the hour.
It does what?
Involuntary masturbation. Come on, it's a thought virus. What time is it? I need to know what time it is.
What are you looking at me for? I'm not Father Time. Wait a minute. Are you gonna whip it out?
That's why I need to know the time.
Okay, I'm wearing a wristwatch. Are you untying me?
I can't see the face of your watch with your hands tied like that.
Oh, that feels so much better.
The time!
Is it really that late?
What time is it? I know I only have minutes until the top of the hour.
Why is it so light outside? Huh.
I don't know, because it's daytime? God, I can't start masturbating in public. I'm a Catholic.
Where are we, and what's going on?
We believe the picture has some kind of subliminal coding in it that stimulates the male libido. The Mawala plan to email this filth to the heads of every major financial market on the planet, with each of these men in a constant and, might I add, inappropriate state of sexual excitement and release. Work will stop, markets will collapse, entire governments will be frozen, borders will be withdrawn. It will be the end of the global village as we know it. We just don't know when, and we need to know in order to set up the correct firewalls.
Wait. Let me get this straight. My ex, who is part of a terrorist group called the Mawala, has planned to disseminate a thought virus to the global financial leaders via an emailed intimate picture of me?
Yes, what's not clear about that?
So I'm going to be half naked in all these CEO inboxes, and that's going to make them start creaming their pants every hour on the hour?
Well, yeah, if you want to get gross about it.
All right, that's it. I'm going to kill him, I'm going to find Dave, and I'm going to kill him for this!
You can't do that.
I don't care if it's illegal. I swear to God I'm...
No, I mean, you can't, because we already did.
You what? Well, why didn't you get the information out of him first?
Because we're a poorly run organization, okay? There, I said it. Just tell me what time it is.
Tell me how to get out of here.
Oh, man, seriously?
I don't know when this email is going to hit. For all I know, it's...
Wait, that's my superior. Yes? Oh, my God. No, it can't. No, she didn't know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May God be with you as well, sir. It's 11:58. He just got the email. Every man across the world got the email. We have 2 minutes until compulsive masturbation sweeps the globe.
Okay. I'm still trying to reconcile that with my reality.
Can you do me one last favor, Miss Wiener?
Well, I've never really done you a first one, so yeah.
Would you tie me to the chair, so that should I prove unable to control my impulses, perhaps these rudimentary tools can do the job.
Yeah, sure.
We're doomed. The world will end as men jack themselves off to death.
I'm sure it won't be that bad.
Thank you, Miss Wiener.
It's Jesse.
Jesse. Oh, God. I sometimes call my penis Jesse.
Alrighty, I'm just gonna hope all the guards are male and scoot out of here.
Jesse, we're in Australia. I suggest you get as much water as you can and build yourself a new civilization in the outback.
Okay, I may just find a female travel agent.
Good luck then. You're the last hope for civilization. You and the other 1.5 billion women in the world.
Thanks. We'll try not to fuck it up.
Oh God, where am I?
That was Time and Place, written by Ryan Meyer, starring Jennifer Wills and Damon Sheffer. Thanks for listening to Once Upon a Podcast. To find out more, visit onceuponapodcast.com. If you have any questions, or if you'd like to participate as a writer, actor, director, musician, or some other form of artist, please contact me at ronnie@don'tworry.tv. That's R-O-N-I @don'tworry.tv. And now, an original piece written by Dan Olmschenk.
1, 2, 3, 4. Warmth spreads as fast as a hypochondriac, flying on his way to the clinic. Just an inside out pandemic. Friends come in contact with friends. They decide they should go out to walk. Their energy spreads like poisonous lead in water spewing from the bedrock. Oh, warmth spreads as fast as a hypochondriac on his way to the clinic. It's just an inside out pandemic. Strangers will stop to speak. The sunshine reflecting off their teeth. To avoid all the greed, just look down at your feet. 'Cause it's a long time again till you can breathe. Oh, warmth spreads as fast as a hypochondriac, flying on his way to the clinic. It's just an inside out pandemic.
Once Upon a Podcast is executive produced by Ronnie Weiss. This episode was edited by Amanda Purnell. Special thanks to Don Pham, Kevin Swantek, and Stephen Thomas.